May devotional guide. And so thank you for Nancy for putting that together. Following again, the Word of Life Quiet Time Diary for our children's ministry. And so it gives us an opportunity to kind of know what our kids are reading. So I don't know about you or when the last time you read Nehemiah, but it's just been fun to kind of go back through and look at different things. And so we're in Nehemiah chapter 8. And so Ezra, the priest, has brought out the law to an assembly of both men and women. Some people, you know, have different, you know, numbers as far as what they think is how many people could be gathered, you know, at this point, you know, if you count the men and the women, or if you just count just the men and put it all together. It's just kind of fun. We do get a little bit of some semblance of numbers if you kind of go back and look at chapter 7. There's 42,000 assembled together there, male and female and servants, besides their male and female servants. And so maybe 50, maybe 60,000 people have gathered early in the morning. And notice from what we read, there's not a whole lot as far as, you know, a gathering song, a welcome announcement, information. It's just going to be from early in the morning, they're going to read the Word of God. And what I think is kind of cool is, if you want your name in the Bible, here's a place I would want my name. Standing next to an individual who's going to read the law of Moses and give the nation of Israel a chance to respond. And so you kind of see that verse 3, it says, and we read the facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of men and women and those who could understand. And all the ears of the people were attentive to the book of the law. So you have a large group of people that are standing in attendance, and this group of people is attentive to the law, to what's being read. Notice it's not Psalms, notice it's not Proverbs, but it's the book of the law. So they're going to read the book of the law. And so you got, you know, I think I counted up like 13 different names that are standing with Ezra the scribe on a wooden platform, what they made for the purpose. So that's Nehemiah 8:4. And then you can have some fun trying to pronounce all those names. The part I really like is verse 6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, lifting their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped before their, bowed their heads, worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So we get a chance to see the response of this large group of people as the law is being read to them. Their response would be hands in the air, amen, amen, and then they're bow before the word of the Lord or the book of the law or Ezra as he read and the people are on this wooden platform. What a cool response to the scriptures. And so I know you've got a busy day. I know you've got places that you need to go. And so hopefully part of your day will be blessing the Lord and worship the Lord. And your heart is going to respond with your hands lifted high, amen, amen. And bow your head in worship and go on about your day, whatever that looks like for you on this Friday. But just know, I think it's a great opportunity to remind us, what is our response to the reading of the scripture? How do our hearts respond? How do our actions respond? How do our words respond to the truth of God's word? And so what a neat thing for us today to call our heart to respond to the scriptures. And so, Jesus, I want to thank you for your word and the opportunity to gather around it today and just to see a group of individuals that have struggled to help rebuild a wall. Now they're getting a chance to gather and read the word of God out loud, to hear it, to be attentive to it, and then to respond to it. So you pray that you would help us as we spend time with you to respond well to the truth of the scriptures. May we as a family be a family that responds in worship and humility. Thank you for this opportunity. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.